This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the web of secrecy around Spider-Man 3. It could be the most expensive movie ever made.
First, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert today says he will not resign. This after a special commission was sharply critical of the prime minister and his top aides for last summer's war against Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. The report from the Winogrand Commission, appointed by Mr. Olmert, has sparked new calls for him to quit his job. He insists he won't. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The interim report says Olmert displayed a severe failure of judgment, responsibility, and caution when he ordered the offensive in Lebanon July 12th after Hezbollah guerrillas captured two Israeli soldiers on the northern border. Today's report says the prime minister acted without having a comprehensive plan. It also sharply criticizes Israel's defense minister Amir Peretz and former chief of staff Dan Chalutz for entering the war unprepared. Chalutz has already resigned, and after the report's publication, calls for Olmert and Peretz to step down are already being heard. Olmert insists he won't resign, and his aides say they're sure he will weather the storm. Israeli analysts say his future depends on the public reaction to the report. The prime minister already has an approval rating in the single digits, partly because of the Lebanon war and partly because of a series of corruption scandals that have dogged his government. A demonstration is planned for Thursday in Tel Aviv to demand Olmert's resignation, and organizers say they expect tens of thousands of Israelis to take part. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
As Linda reported, two Israeli soldiers were captured by Hezbollah militants last July. Those were the moments that started the Israel-Lebanon war.
Last week, Hezbollah erected a billboard in southern Lebanon with photos of those soldiers, Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev. Earlier, we talked to Corporal Goldwasser's father. That was last year and again today.
Shlomo Goldwasser, welcome to the program. And tell me, what were your feelings? What did you think when you saw your son on that billboard last week?
Well, this billboard was a message not to us. And it was clear to me that those who kidnapped my son, sending a message to the families of the Hezbollah and Lebanese prisoners who are in Israel. And they have a problem there because Hassan Nasrallah promised them that their sons will be at home. And they're keeping asking him, where are our sons? Like we are asking our government.
So you're talking about a prisoner exchange.
Exactly.
What's going on with that?
At the moment, there is a mediator, and he's going from us to them, giving offers. They answer, they're giving their offers, and it's a very slow process.
You know, last time you and I spoke, it was last August, and I asked you, do you believe in the government, in the Israeli government? Do you believe that Ehud Olmert and the government will be able to get your son back? That was back in August, and you said, somewhat optimistically, this is our government, and I hope that they will do what they say. Now, some 9 months later, what do you think?
9 months later. 9 months later, you see what tsunami is going on Israel now. I and the families, we are not dealing with history. The reasons and the conclusions of what happens is not so interesting to us. Why it's happened, why the war. And we are interested in the future. We are interested in actions to free our sons. We know that the government is doing, we know. And we are, at this moment, we are expecting for more.
Do you blame Ehud Olmert?
We are telling him that we are expecting more than what is done. But you must not forget to a second who are those people who kidnapped our sons. Our morals and values are meaning nothing to them. And you can trade with them like merchandise, you know, and they are very cruel.
Do you believe your son is still alive?
I believe. I have no proof, but I believe. If I believe that my son is not alive, I pull out. I believe that he is alive, yes.
Shlomo Goldwasser, the father of Ehud Goldwasser, one of two Israeli soldiers kidnapped by Hezbollah last summer. That action helped trigger the Israel-Lebanon war. Mr. Goldwasser, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.